This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lars Eller!
Cut him every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time, we provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks, it's Rule 76.
Well, here we are, Friday, March the 1st. We made it to March. I hate February. I'm so happy to get out of that stupid month. Hello, Rick.
Hello, David. I'm not sure the Knicks didn't care for February either. So no. Glad we're out of it.
I'm glad that we didn't suffer any catastrophic injuries last night.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. But we have the morning roast today.
We do, yeah.
And I believe we're going to try to get Jordan Renan on to give us the latest on the Giants, and he is in Indianapolis.
That's exciting.
I got a photo last night of Jordan Renan with someone from the station. Is in Indy.
Jake Aspen.
How do you know that?
Because it's my job to know everything.
No. How do you know that? I thought this was going to, buy us a couple minutes, and I didn't have all that much to say. We could play a guessing game. And you right behind the woodshed. You took me
right behind the woodshed.
I got nothing.
How about this one?
What?
Not only is the Ass Man in Indy.
Yeah.
Okay. Ass Man, I guess, last night at dinner had the waitress walk over to Mike McDaniel's table and say, J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
How did you learn of this?
I
dangle a small baby carrot. You, like Jaws out of the water to Chum, jump up and snatch my carrot and then leave a full swordfish back.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Because my story, really, not all that titillating. It's like, Jordan Renan was with who? Jake Assman.
Yep.
Whatever. I thought it would be a nice conversation piece. We start with the Knicks. We get into the morning roast, all that kind of great stuff, plays of the week. You take it, you squash mine, and you come with, he had the waitress go over and say J-E-T-S to Mike McDaniel. Now, a couple things. Firstly, bad job by the waitress. And I'll tell you why. She knows what's going on there. She knows it's the combine. You don't want to mess around like that. Secondly, my take would be that if anyone would be really cool about it, it would be Mike McDaniel.
And that's what he said. Sorry, Jets fans. Mike McDaniel, really good dude. Which we all saw, though. I mean,
did he tweet this and you just saw the same thing 5 million people saw?
That's maybe where I saw it. Maybe. Yeah. You didn't see it.
I didn't see it.
No, you gave me the tiny little baby carrot and I came up and I chopped it up.
Now, I will tell you this. I don't give the baby carrot. We don't get that.
Probably not.
You're not looking at it. Did you see what Jake Assman did?
I would not have led with that. No.
Exactly. So, no, and that's why we are dynamic.
I would have led with what we were talking about with Raymond, who again just takes shots. Why is everyone taking shots at me now?
Hang on a second. What have I done to take a shot at you at
not
all?
You. Not you. Raymond.
I would think I'm part of everybody.
Well, no, because me and you are different. I mean everyone else. Raymond, having a nice conversation before the show, just chopping it up.
How's
about the
it a shot? How's what I said a shot at you?
What's the name you mentioned?
Okay, well, there's two names that come to mind.
Well, why
when you
can't
talk about
we name
category?
Who we mentioned? Why we're talking about Chop Robinson
mm-hmm.
from Penn State, and Raymond, of course, has to put cold water on that, and then he goes, you know who he's going to be like? The next Vernon Gulston.
Thanks.
And then all hell broke loose on the pre-show conversation.
I didn't say he's going to be the next Vernon Gulston. I said that putting too much into the combine is how you end up with Vernon Gulston. There's two names that come to mind when you talk about like super combines and it's literally nothing else and they end up
Mike
being
Mamula.
Massive. Mike Mamula is the other one. Yes.
Great. Yeah.
So I could go to the more recent one in Vernon Gulston, or I can go back to the 90s with Mike Mamula. Which one would you prefer?
Great.
No, well, why'd you have to go right there?
Right there.
You know that was going to upset him.
Yeah. Dave doesn't mention paternity tests, and the first name out of my mouth is Jerry Jones, is it? No.
No.
Jerry's got problems.
No. Well, we had our big paternity test conversation pre-show. You didn't mention Jerry Jones.
Here's the thing. I know what Jerry Jones is all about, unfortunately. And this bit of news does not upset me. Apparently, I didn't think the Vernon Golston news would upset you. It's not really news anymore. Happened years ago. I thought you'd be over it.
No, he's right, and I'll tell you why. And recognize, Rick, that I'm defending you here. These things, they never go away.
Never.
They never. Come on, you should know this, Ray. Ray, what were we talking about the other day? We were talking about something. It was a Cowboys game from like 30 years ago. You're like, I remember. It still haunts me. It was the Giants-Cowboys game in 07.
And you knew that.
No.
But you knew that.
No, I actually forgot now, I remember.
You were feigning
if I remembered, you don't think that I would have said it right off the bat?
You were pretending to be ignorant just now.
No, I was not. I forgot for a moment, and then I remembered. And so I said, you know, that game, you know, I know, it still kills me. So why should you be allowed to feel pain from 17 years ago, but Rick can't feel pain from 17 years ago?
Because I'm talking about an actual game. Like Vernon Golston, like that's a player you should be done with.
You've drafted him in the top 10. You've
had other picks since then. You've had other good pass
rushers. You've played other games since then. You've won other games since then. You've won playoff games since then.
Have you seen who we picked with the second pick and how that's worked out, Raymond?
Right, they took Sam Darnold. They took Zach Wilson. They've taken Vernon Golston. They've taken, Mike Haight. You said they took Blair Thomas. Ray, what are you doing? Why would you do this to him?
You've taken Sauce Gardner, though. You've taken Garrett Wilson. Like,
no organization can miss on every pick.
Well, you're the Mecole Hardman of the show today. You had to come right at me. A show didn't even start. Right at me. All right. I get it. You might be my Friday roast. So you might be.
And now you know what he's going to do. Now he's not going to talk.
It makes me sad. It makes me sad.
For me?
No, for me.
I think he might be upset. Are you actually upset with your actions?
Come on, you know the answer to that question.
And this is what he did last week. He goes, I don't care. Too bad. And go away. That's how he feels.
I'm not going to tell you to go away. I'm not going to go that far.
You can call it lazy. You can call it whatever you want. The fact of the matter is I made a decision. You're going to have to live with it.
That's what he did again.
I don't feel as strongly about it as I did last week, if that makes you feel better.
Took a giant dump right on your head.
A name came to mind. I spit out the name, and I'm sorry if that offended you.
Oh, Raymond. It's fine. Listen, I'm over it. Okay, I'm over it. Let's move forward.
Do we have to talk about the Knicks?
Yeah, we have to.
Well, they lost.
Yeah, we have no choice.
I got to tell you, and I know you're gonna take this beautiful bright picture of things are gonna be fine, and as long as they're healthy in the playoffs, and that could be true. I'm very upset right now because you know why? All their hard work, all their effort. They're a game out of the two seed. They're going to get a bye. They're going to have home court for one round, maybe two. It's all slipping away, and it's all slipping away, no fault of their own. I'm so upset about this right now.
Yeah, they just don't have enough right now.
No.
No, they don't. I mean, that's what? They've lost 7 of the last 10. They were 4-8 in February, and you're right. That's the – I don't even know the word to use to describe it. Sad, I guess. I mean, how good they were. How great January was to all of a sudden now have it ripped away. And you can start to see the frustration. I mean, listen to some of the guys after the game, like just trying to settle themselves. Once we get healthy, we'll be fine. And at least we had some optimistic news as far as, you know, timetable for OG and Julius. I saw some video of Julius before the game that he looked pretty good, was using his right arm. So that's all promising stuff. But in the meantime, right now, it's just, you got Josh Hart playing 47 freaking minutes.
What are we doing? I mean, I get it, and I want to win too, but what are we doing? 47 minutes?
47 minutes. You got Hartenstein, who's not himself. I mean, he's clearly limited. Boyan and Alec Burks. I mean, Boyan did make a shot last night. Alec Burks they've both been kind of
bad.
Yeah, disappointing. Yeah. And then on top of that, I mean, when Dante goes, 2-for-12 from three, you're going to have a hard time winning games just because it can't be just Jalen Brunson. Which it is right now. And Dante's been good, but when Dante has a bad night, who else is going to step up? Who else can step up? Who can give you that extra scoring? And right now, they don't have it. So you got Dante has a bad night shooting. Boyan doesn't make a shot, I mean, it's going to be tough sledding against the Golden State team now that's kind of, they're starting to figure it out. Kuminga's a problem.
He's terrific.
That's their seventh straight road win. Doesn't help that the officiating of the game stunk. If the first half of that game was an embarrassment.
You know what, Font, but come on. You're not going to blame the loss on officiating.
No, I'm not, but it pissed me off. Like, Kuminga lowers his shoulder and hammers Jalen Brunson, and we had nothing. Chris Paul at the end of the third quarter. Right, shoulder right to Jalen Brunson's face. The defense
right, you could see that Brunson was not happy about that.
Oh, he wouldn't let him help him up. Chris Paul knew what he was doing. Draymond right off Dante's face. I mean, it's just like insult to injury now. And, I mean, this has been tough sledding, man. It really has been.
And then when you look at their schedule now. Well, I just pulled it up for this. So you go to Cleveland on Sunday. There's no way you're going to win that game. argue with me. How are they going to possibly win that game?
I can't.
And then it's one of those games, like Detroit games, where if you don't win it, this is so distressing to me because they did everything and they got themselves in the exact position and it is all right before your eyes and you see it happening and you know it's going to happen and there's nothing you can do. It's all slipping away. So then you're home to Atlanta, which is a game you sure need to win.
No, you have to. That is a must-win game.
Because then it's home to Orlando, which they've had your number when you're healthy. Two in a row home to Philadelphia. And then you go on the road for at Portland, which is very winnable, at the Kings, at the Warriors, at the Nuggets, which are really tough.
Right.
And then we're to March 23rd. But this next stretch is not easy, and you're not in great shape now.
No, I mean, there's one game of those. Would you just give me five games?
No, more than that.
No, before the West Coast, what, the next five or what?
The next five.
You gave me two Sixers, you gave me a Cleveland, you gave me Atlanta.
And Orlando.
So those five.
Yes.
I mean, of those five, you got one that you point to and say, okay, you have to, Atlanta's game, you have to win. And then
right,
I guess
but
you
I can't,
hope.
I can't go 1-4.
No, and then you hope maybe, I mean, you get some help from the city here with that kind of weird scheduling where it's Sixers back-to-back at home with a day in between. Maybe you get a little help from New York City on that next one.
Well, as long as Embiid is not back, those are still very winnable games, too.
No, I get it. But, I mean, right now, this team is just...
I know.
Like, what would this team be?
If this was your team for the regular season?
Yeah.
Oh, you'd be a 27-win team.
Like, if this was just your team, I mean, that's the scary part of this whole thing. It sounds like it's going to be at least a couple weeks before these guys are back.
Right, and we talk about treading water. How are you going to tread water?
Well, you haven't.
Right.
I mean, you're 4-8 in February.
You do realize right now that they are one game in the loss out of eighth place.
Yeah. Right now, Miami's a game and a half behind them.
All right, so the ship has sailed with the first three. Boston, Cleveland, Milwaukee, you're not catching them. They're gone. You'll never see them again. Your same amount of losses as Philly, one ahead of Orlando, Indiana, and Miami.
Yeah, the hope is that those guys get back as soon as humanly possible.
But you know they're not coming back for at least 2 weeks.
Right, and then as soon as they come back, you just start cooking again.
But you don't think it's going to take them time to get rolling along?
Yeah, I'm sure it will, but I mean, just having those guys back. I mean, you're asking guys right now to do things that they're just not capable of doing.
That's right.
That's the hard part. It's like you'd like to be mad or angry, but it's just like you're asking guys to do things that they're not able to do. I mean, I guess you could point to, I mean, Alec Burks has been a disappointment. You expected more from those two, just with how the moves have recently worked out, right? Like Josh Hart gets traded instantly, boom. Like instant success. OG, same thing. You bring these guys over and hasn't worked out nearly as well.
No, it's very upsetting. From superchargers, exhaust kits, and more, eBay Motors has over 122 million parts to keep your ride or die alive. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to bring home that win. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. So here we are. Here we are. You know, it's like you just can't have nice things if you're a Knicks fan.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's amazing how quickly this has gone from, you know, staring the 2 seed right in the face, 14-2 in January, to now where, I mean, you just mentioned it. You're a loss. I mean, you're a game and a half out of eighth.
Well, let's do it again. RJ did it on Tuesday. I was so wrong. Let's do it again right now. Cuddle Mary Trash. 4-5.
Four, five, six playing? No, it was
top four, five, six playing.
I'd say right now you probably have to marry the playing.
Yeah. And that was Tuesday. So in 3 days we've gone I was top four. You were 5-6, right?
I was 5-6, yeah.
And now we're both without even a lot of thought saying this is playing.
Well, I mean, listen, Miami's playing really good basketball. Indiana's a good team. You struggle with Orlando anyway. And when you look at this upcoming stretch with potentially no OG and no Julius Randle, I mean, that's...
Not potentially. You're not going to have those guys for at least 2 weeks.
So give me the games the next 2 weeks.
Next 2 weeks.
Give me 2 weeks.
At the Cavs.
Yep.
Home to the Hawks.
That's a win. It's got to be.
Home to the Magic.
Okay.
Two to the 76ers at home. That's five.
Okay.
At the Blazers. So six.
That's six. So we get the next 2 weeks, we get six games.
And then that's if they come back in 2 weeks. If they don't, then it's at Kings, at Warriors, at Nuggets. Which if you had those guys, aren't three games that you like.
Well, they'll for sure be on that road. They'll be on that road trip, I would guess.
I hope so.
So you got to go. You got to try to go 500. You got to try to win that game. You got to win that game against Atlanta. You got to split against the Sixers, and you got to win that game against that
Orlando.
Last game,
or Portland. Listen, there are some winnable games there. It's not murderer's row. It's just at Cleveland is another loss you imagine, and then it's the Hawks has to be a win, and then you have to go. You have to either win at Portland, or split against Philly and beat Orlando. Some combination of 2-2. And then you're 3-3. You've treaded water, and now we'll see where we are.
Yeah, the problem with this whole thing has been, though, is that because you're so desperate to try to win, which they should be, is you're beating the hell out of these guys.
That's
right. Josh Hart is playing
47 minutes. The game wasn't close enough for him to need to play 47 minutes last night.
Well, they had a bad start to the third quarter. Late in that third quarter, they had a 13-2 run, so they kind of kept it close, and then... He does everything though, man. It's hard.
It's not that I don't like him. I think you have to think about the big picture more than just we need him for 47 minutes tonight.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Raymond missed his lot in life. You know what he should do?
Wow. Fight big corporations.
No, he should be like a member of the CIA.
Why?
Because he's a vault.
Oh, you can't break him.
You can't drag anything out of him.
No. No, he's stubborn, man.
I said, what do you got this weekend? Stuff to catch up on. RJ says if we were in better standing, he would let us know what that stuff actually was.
What if we bring someone? What if we hire someone to come in studio and torture him, torture the nuggets out of him?
Like what?
I don't know. We ask him questions, and then we have someone that, like, we connect him to, like, maybe we put some, like shockers on his nipples or something, and if he...
We nipple shock him until he gives us...
Nipple pants?
I don't want to do that, though.
Well, I don't want to have to do it.
I don't want to torture my friend.
I don't want to have to do it, but, I mean, there are a lot of things about...
It sounds like you want to do it.
I don't want to do it.
It sounds like it.
Maybe we bring Vernon Golston in, and maybe he does it.
I don't think Vernon Golston's going to get very far.
Maybe we have him rough
him. He wouldn't get around the security guard downstairs.
I'll get him right in.
You'll use him as your plus one?
That wasn't very nice what you just said. I just called
him. All the guard would have to do is just plant his feet and get the hands up.
Yeah,
it'll be fine.
It's a fair point.
God, you guys are the worst.
Don't blame me.
You know I'm struggling.
Because this guy's like a CIA operative. Don't blame me.
We'll get to him at some point. I could
be amazing.
It. But God won't share anything.
Nothing. Ray, can you give us something?
Ray, what'd you have for dinner last night?
Nope.
Not what you had for dinner.
I was at the Garden last night.
So what'd you have for dinner?
So what'd you have, a hot dog?
That was a nice ribeye sandwich, actually.
Nice.
Sounds delicious.
I had a weird moment last night with speaking of someone having for dinner. So Ben had a rec basketball game.
Nice.
And, yeah, I don't coach anymore because they wanted a kid to coach. So it's, like, you know, more kid-produced. So fine.
Because you swear at the players, yeah.
Whatever. So I'm on the side, and the referee comes over. Hey, how's it going? Great. I said, what's going on? Well, and he starts listing off all the things he had for dinner.
What?
He's like, I had a butternut squash and a pork chop. And I found out, I was like, listen, I don't care. And he's like, what? I was like, why do I care what you had for dinner? And he was like, what? Like, he was so taken aback.
I mean, why did he? Did you ask him? Did you say hi to him? Why would he tell you what?
No, I mean, I said hi. I was like, hey, what's going on? You know, like, I mean, it's a friendly rec game. I was like, what's going on? And then, you know, later I was like, do you not know the rule for over and back? It kind of got to that point. But, yeah. And he's like, I had a very light butternut squash, and then I had a pork chop. And I was like, why are you? Why are you telling me this?
What's the definition of a heavy butternut squash?
I think a heavy cream would be my guess.
Oh, my God. This show.
Yeah.
It's too much.
I think.
Maybe he looked like a good listener. Maybe he's like, oh, this guy looks like he's a good listener.
Well, he came to the wrong guy, pal.
Maybe, you know what he thought? Guy talks for 4 hours on the radio every single day.
I don't think he knew who I was.
Maybe he just wants to listen.
I don't think he knew who I
was. I got the phone lines lit up. I got bananas thrown in my face. My thing is now called RJ. Something's got to give.
That's got to make plays of the week.
Well, you never know.
Of course it is.
That's why you stay tuned till 9:53. Because you never know.
I still don't understand. It doesn't make any sense to me.
What?
Why the referee would just tell you what he ate?
He was getting into everything.
That makes no sense.
He's like, and I thought about having heating up a creme brulee for dessert, as if he has frozen creme brulees on the ready. He's like, but I decided maybe after I do the two games tonight, maybe I'll get some ice cream. I was like, what is happening here?
Wow.
I mean, would you ever tell anybody if I went out to dinner with a friend last week, I came home, Cher's like, did you have a nice time? I didn't start listing off the entire meal of what I had. Who cares?
And this guy's like the polar opposite of Raymond.
Exactly.
He shares too much.
He was the anti-Raymond. And I tell you what, Raymond. I think there's a pretty good chance Raymond better referee than this guy, too.
Probably.
Yeah.
Raymond would take it real serious.
This guy was terrible.
Dude, did I tell you this? I didn't tell you guys this yet. I was going to tell you before the show. It was just like some random nugget I saw yesterday because I guess there's some, I guess the Chiefs are looking for people to pay more taxes to help them.
They want a new stadium?
Well, not a new stadium, but to update the stadium.
Okay.
So the Kansas City Chiefs were originally bought by the Hunt family for $25,000.
Yeah.
Okay. In 2020, they were valued at just over $2 billion.
And that's before winning how many Super Bowls since then?
So in 3 years.
Yeah.
$4.3 billion now.
So it's gone up $2 billion in 3 years?
And they're asking people to pay more taxes to help them fix their
stadium. Well, the only thing I'll say, and it is gross, and I agree with you, but that $4.3, it's not like it's liquid money that you have to spend. Like, if you don't have the money, you don't have the money.
No, but I'm pretty sure that with the TV deal and everything else, that they're doing pretty good.
Can I be honest? Can we take a step back? Can we? Yep. Can I give you, like, and this is sincere. It really is gross.
Like, kind
of. Like the fact that there are homeless people that you walk past every day. The fact that there are so many people in need of any kind of break and any kind of money, and there's a thought that they're going to raise taxes to help the Chiefs update their stadium, it really is gross.
It's
gross.
And guess what? They'll probably agree to it. And
they probably
the
will.
And
great. Let's get to the next calls. People are, I imagine, upset. Let's
go to
Dave, Carl.
I got to tell you.
What?
Let's be honest. I mean, you know how much those, to replace stools to real chairs, that's a big time expense.
It's a valid point.
You know?
It's a valid point. Carl in Queens. Good morning, Carl. How you doing, buddy?
Dave, Rick, RJ, Ray. What's good, boys? Rick said it, but the refs suck. Okay. I don't want to harp on this too long. I know it's annoying, but that when you mentioned it, Rick, when Kuminga lowered his shoulder into JB, you know what they do? They don't just make the call. They don't get the call wrong. They try to fix it by calling a BS charge for us a minute later. I don't know what they're doing. And you know, we complain to the refs a lot, but them Villanova boys are not stupid. They know ball. They're complaining for a reason. And Dave, you brought up the play-in. No, please, no. Can we?
I don't want it. It's not what I'm looking forward to.
I'm still
talk me out of it,
January,
Carl.
Dave, please stop. No. I don't understand. And Steph Curry. Every time he comes in the Garden, he just annihilates us. Why? I don't even know.
Well, come on, Carl. It's not like Steph Curry is great at the Garden nowhere else.
No,
the guy's one of the great players in the history of the game.
He was in a bit of, I think what Carl means, he was a bit of a shooting slump before he got to us last night.
Yeah, he was. He was shooting like 20% in two games. But I know Steph Curry is Steph Curry. But also I wanted to say, Precious Achiuwa, I cannot watch him play offense, guys.
Carl, you're annoying me today. I got to be done with this.
No.
You know what? The guy has done so much for you. He was a throw in a trade.
No,
you didn't even know who he was. No, stop it.
Can I just
this
say
call,
one
no,
last
this
thing?
Call is annoying me to the nth degree. And no, I'm serious.
You're annoying me.
Then you know what? Then go away. Then go
get
back
him,
to
Carl.
Bed.
Get
go
him.
Back with your little floozy, Carl. How about that? Huh? Spend time with her.
She's
that little
troll.
Go.
She's
go be with her.
Damn floozy.
She's a floozy.
I will be with
you don't
her.
Know what you're doing.
All right,
she's here. She's gone. She's back. You don't know what's going on. You know what? I roast you right now. Get rid of Carl. Goodbye. Done with him.
I haven't heard the word floozy in maybe 30 years, and you've used it probably 100 times in the last.
That's right. Well, you know what? If the floozy fits. I mean, the officiant. You got murdered in the game last night. You got run out of the building in the game last night. You cut it to 4-1 time. Other than that, you never had a lead. It was a blowout.
Oh.
And we're going to sit here and blame the officiating. And then he has the gall to go after Precious Achiuwa, who's been a godsend?
I will say, in defense of Carl, though, I was listening to something.
Oh, here we go.
No, not about Precious. Just the officiating in general with the NBA. It's
terrible.
It's a real problem, yeah.
It is terrible. All right, I got a towel off here. I'm a little overheated. I didn't realize that was going to happen so quickly.
Archie, did you see how animated he just got?
I heard how animated he got.
He was like doing these like things at the microphone. She's here and she's there and she's a floozy.
Go back to your floozy.
Oh my God! How you're not on television? If you were on TV,
yeah.
you'd have your own TV show by now.
I'm passionate by nature.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play, and boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
You have your morning roast ready to go?
I do.
Nice.
I had a bunch. I had a bunch to choose from, but...
Is it going to be spicy?
Yeah, I think it's going to be spicy. I might not be RJ attacking Nick Sirianni last week.
You went right after Nick Sirianni.
Or are you attacking Carl?
Well, Carl, you know what? The fact that you think that Carl's call was a good call.
It
was complaining, and it was whiny, and I was sick of it.
And you attacked his girl.
Right.
Well, I mean, he's the one that gave me that information. I only used it against him. He didn't realize I would go back right at you, little floozy, him. Carl. How about that?
What was that you just did right there? Was that a whip?
Yeah, it's a whoop.
That was karate hands. That wasn't a whip.
Yeah. with my hands. You can, well, try to watch them go. You ready?
Let me see.
Whoop-a. Well, you didn't see.
Too fast.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, Anita and Armani, your hands that fast? Oof,
yes.
You're in trouble.
And that wasn't even full speed.
No. No, you were holding back. I could tell.
That's right. Like, what? You watching again? Okay.
Don't hit me with those things.
Yeah, no. Look out.
Oh, my goodness.
The Garden of Laughs returns to the theater at Madison Square Garden on March 27th.
By the benefiting... way, hold
what?
On.
What?
Hold on. I got a little nugget for this because you asked me yesterday and you're all upset about it. Got a little nugget. I'll tell you after you're done. It'll make perfect sense to you by the time this read is over.
So I'm going to read it and then you're going to tell us?
Yes, but pay attention when you read it.
All right, Garden of Laughs returns to the theater at Madison Square Garden on March 27th, benefiting the Garden of Dreams Foundation. The all-star comedy lineup features Bill Burr, Michael Che, Chris DiStefano, Jim Gaffigan, Heather McMahon, Tracy Morgan, Sam Morrill, and Jon Stewart. Hosted by...
Steve Sciarrapo.
That's right. Support the Garden of Dreams Foundation. Have a great time doing it. Get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. All right, what do you got?
All right, what'd you say to me yesterday when you're doing this read? If it was you.
I'm leading with Jon Stewart.
Okay, saw it on TV last night. Mm-hmm. Made perfect sense. It was almost like I was Nicolas Cage. It's alphabetical.
Oh. Hold on a moment now. Well, that's a terrible job by whoever put it alphabetically.
Well, I'm just telling you that's what it is.
B, C, D, G, M.
Like I was a national treasure.
You're right. So they all just like you saw them pop off the page.
It's like they were lighting up. I was like, oh, that's alphabetical. Yes.
But why?
I don't know.
But that doesn't make any sense.
I would probably do it your way.
On a marquee outside of a movie theater, you wouldn't put Jon Stewart in the small font.
Or you maybe don't want to hurt anyone's feelings because you feel like they're all headliners.
But listen.
Well,
come on. Jon Stewart is, I mean, Bill Burr, well, sure.
Well, it's on the marquee outside Madison Square Garden. I've seen it almost every day for the past 2 weeks, so it's there, and everyone's name is in equal size. And like Rick said, it's an alphabetical.
It's not equal size when you put Jon Stewart. Is it fair to say, Raymond, Jon Stewart is the biggest star of the bunch there?
But again, Rick just told you, it's alphabetical.
Yeah, it's lazy is what it is. Wow. No, whoever put it together is like, you know, I don't want to ruffle any feathers, so I'll put it alphabetically.
Yeah, well, which I guess would make sense. I mean, that's just that. Don't want to hurt any feelings. They're all great comedians. It's going to be a great show.
If I was in New York, I would absolutely go to that. 100%.
I would take you. Treat you to a nice dinner.
That would be nice.
A little comedy.
That would be nice. Let's get to the calls. And I'm going to bow out. I'm going to let you really deal with it.
Stop, please.
No, I'm serious because I feel like maybe it got away from me a little bit. Go back with your little floozy, Carl. How about that? Ugh.
Wow. I mean, you're really kind of just, you let it all hang out this week, just insulting other people's women. You have.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, but I mean, he told me that, I mean, the other night. He's like, well, she just left at like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, well, this wasn't a one night stand, though. They had been together before. They're dating. I mean, that doesn't mean she's a floozy.
It's fair. I got wrapped up in the moment.
I mean, you attacked the whole other side of my family yesterday.
Go back with your little floozy, Carl. Let's go to Stamatis. I'm going to be very, very.
Thank you.
Listen to me, Petito. You stay away from my wife.
Stamatis in Astoria. Hi, Stamatis.
So she's a floozy.
How you doing? How you doing, boy? How you doing, guys?
We're good.
Don't worry. It's going to be a lot easier than the call, I promise.
Would you not agree with me, Stamatis? That was a bad phone call.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Thank you.
It was very bad.
Thank you.
It was almost like just the call for the sake of bitching. Anyway, I'm calling for the opposite reason. I'm actually calling to publicly apologize to Julius Randle because, you know, when he's here, yes, he's a two-time All-Star. Yes, he's a guy, you know, great all the time. You know, I'm on a lot of Knick forums and Knick sites and stuff, and it's not just me. A lot of Knick fans were, like, cut tired of his game, his act, when he was always complaining and bitching last year when he's with everybody, like, on the court, you know, when he's butting heads with his own guys. And what you hear a lot is, you know, Randle's a bum. He's a bum. He's a bum. So I'm guilty of being one of those guys. Until now, watching this last month, we went 4-8. How bad we miss this guy and how much I want to say sorry. Randle, right. You're not a bum.
I don't think, Stamatis, thanks for the call. I think it's good that you made that call and kind of have a cleansing of the soul. But I don't think anybody ever said Julius Randle's a bum.
Well, I think there's some people, I think yourself included, that don't love watching Julius Randle.
But there's a difference between not loving his game, having issues with the way he plays, and calling him a bum.
Well,
no one ever called him a bum.
Because that would just be something that you personally just don't like him, because you can't say he's a bum. I mean, he's been an All-Star, what, three times? He's been All-NBA
right.
Twice?
He's not a bum, right? If his game infuriates you, that's one thing. But he's not a bum.
You're missing your entire front court.
Right.
And he's an All-NBA player.
Right.
Not to mention the other thing. I mean, the fact that OG, what he does as far as his shooting and defensively, I mean, it's too much to overcome.
That's
for an extended
exactly
period,
right.
For an extended period of time.
And what makes it more upsetting is that, like, you don't watch the games angry that they're losing them. You almost feel sorry for them, the way that they're hamstrung with the lack of availability.
Yeah, because it's a team that works their butts off every night. Right, I mean, it's just like they're giving you everything they have, and it's just not good enough. You know, that's a tough place to be. Where you're given all, you know, you're given everything you have, and you just at the end of it, it's just not, you don't have enough.
Let's go to Brian in Wayne. Hi, Brian.
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I would like to put some respect on Floozy. Nothing makes you feel better than a bad breakup or getting dumped in a floozing, so let's respect them, please. But my point here is I'm overly optimistic about, you know, the Knicks. Always been, you know. I think this point in the segment is in the championship reel, VHS, the turning point. Things are looking bad, but they're going to come back. The players are going to get healthy. My concern is with Thibodeau. You know, the Golden State goes up 21. You don't really get any adjustments. You keep the same people on the field. I mean, again, I don't know. I there's something missing there. I mean, again, I'm thankful for him, right? He's
yeah,
also been
court.
Part of this, getting us here. But yeah, I mean, we're missing Orlando. But, I mean, you got to change it up, right? I mean, you're going down. The ship is sinking 21-8. I mean, and then you finally bring the team, you know, make those adjustments. But I think it got away from us too early, and he didn't make those adjustments quick enough.
Yeah, I don't know what listen. In all fairness to Tibbs, I don't know what adjustments you'd make. Like Bogdanović didn't hit a shot,
right? What are you
supposed
to do? DiVincenzo
didn't shoot well.
Like, you brought in Bogdanović to hit threes, and he can't make anything. And you're going to say it's because Tibbs didn't make the adjustments?
Right. Like, who would you like him to bring in to play? I mean, maybe he said after the game he played Alec Burks. Maybe he should have played Alec Burks a little bit more last night. But Alec Burks hasn't been good. I mean, your three other options are Charlie Brown, Jacob Toppin, and DaQuan Jeffries. I mean, like, you got guys that are the guys that you're asking guys to do too much. They're not capable of doing it. For a short period of time, you can do the whole next guy up. But when it's as long as it's been with no OG and no Julius Randle, that's when you start to understand why these guys aren't those players.
And let's be fair, and you mentioned it earlier, Isaiah Hartenstein is nowhere near healthy.
No.
He is gutting it out right now.
No, he actually said he came back too early.
Great. And why did he come back too early? Because, I don't know, the whole thing, it makes me very uneasy right now.
Well, it should.
Well, it does.
Because the light at the end of the tunnel is still a couple weeks away.
Right. And I'm fearful that it's going to completely spiral out of control in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, you're going to have, I mean, you'll have Jalen doing what he does, but you just can't have a night where, like, DiVincenzo has to have a, you know, has to play well.
Well, realistically, can I win one game against Philadelphia?
I'd like to think so.
Okay. Can I beat Atlanta?
Yes.
Can I win in Portland?
Yeah, but okay. I mean, we also saw a team that should have lost to the Pistons.
Why do you got to do that?
I'm just saying.
Okay, I'm trying to be optimistic.
Just saying.
So what I'm asking you, it's realistic to think I can win one against Philly?
Yeah, I think you could.
Okay.
But the guys are going to have to, I mean, you have guys have to step up and play better.
I get it. Yeah, no, it's not a great situation. Mike in Sayreville. Good morning, Michael. You're on 98.7.
Rick, Dave, how you guys doing?
All right, what do you got?
No, man, listen, it's a tough situation right now. It's tough. I'm listening, and I'm a guy that tries to be optimistic. I don't know. Like, do you believe, and I'm going to ask you guys this because I want to know your opinion. Do you believe they're thinking to themselves, if we can just get healthy, even if we finish, let's say we finish the seventh seed.
Yes.
And we win the first play-in and we get Cleveland in the first round. Mm-hmm. Do you think they're saying, listen, if we're healthy, we can make a run and we can play how we were playing like in January?
Yes.
Do you think that's what they're saying to themselves?
Yes. I mean, here's the difference. So thanks for the call. This is how the conversation has changed. As you're sitting there in January, just not just winning, but blowing teams out, you're 14-2 in January, and we're talking about, you know, the opportunity to get the two seed, which when for a lot of people, I was listening to some people yesterday talking about how good the Celtics are. So when you're 14-2 in January and you see the effect that OG has on this team, there were a lot of people that thought, why not the Knicks? And a lot of people that said the scariest team for Boston is going to be the Knicks. There was a real chance for a lot of people that, hey, never know what's going to happen in a 7-game series. You're talking the potential that maybe this team could end up in the finals. And in order to get to the finals, you'd like to position it where you don't have to see Boston until the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right.
That conversation has changed now. I think that whole, like the, it's going to be a, whatever the road is, it's going to be a whole hell of a lot harder. But I guess you have to believe, and I'm sure the team believes, that as soon as those guys get healthy, they can get back to what they were. But
the only pushback I would have on what he said, and I don't think you have a choice, right? That's what you have to believe, because that's your best route now, is when we get healthy, we can beat anybody. But if you really believe that, if you know we're going to be okay, it's all going to end fine, you wouldn't be playing guys like Josh Hart 47 minutes a game. You just wouldn't. Like, there obviously is some concern that they're desperately, desperately holding on to try to win these games.
Well, I just think that's the mentality of the team. I think it's the mentality of the coach. I mean, if you're not playing him, I mean, 47 is probably a little excessive, and he's talked about just how many minutes he's playing and his podcast he does with Brunson. But, I mean, guy, dude, 14 points, 18 rebounds, 7 assists. Like, the guy does everything. It's like, where else are you getting this production from?
Well, no, I don't. But my point is, I don't think you are. I think it's easier for you to admit we're not winning this game and let's play Bogdanovich more. Let's play Alec Burks more. Because to play him 47 minutes, yeah, you know what? Like, I'm not opposed to playing guys a lot. That feels to me like that's a lot of minutes.
Yeah, it's a lot of minutes. And I think, I guess my point is that the expectations for this team have probably changed a little bit.
Great.
Like, it's the reality of the situation that they're in right now.
Great. Wonderful. So you can't have nice things is what you're telling me.
Oh, we have not been able to have nice things, though.
Bill in Jersey City. Hi, Bill.
Oh,
and,
no.
And now Bill's gone. Hello. And you know what? I'm almost glad that didn't work out.
Why?
Did you hear what he wanted to talk about?
No.
The refs hosed the Knicks last night.
The refs were not good, though. I'm just saying they were good.
I'm not saying the refs were good. But you think, okay, here's my question to you. And if the answer to this is yes, you do, then we can spend quite a bit of time discussing it. Do you think the Knicks lost that game last night because of the officiating?
No, I don't.
Okay. So that's my point. Like, when I thought they got hosed against Houston, I screamed from the rooftops because I was so upset that they had a win ripped away from them. I don't feel like a win was ripped away from them last night.
No, I don't think there was one specific play, like in the Houston game, that cost you the game. I'm just saying in totality, especially in the first half, the officiating was not good. But it's a problem with NBA officiating, period.
Yeah, it's a league-wide issue.
It's not good.
Let's hear from Tom Thibodeau. What went wrong shooting a meager 37% from the field?
You know, they're very good defensively, so you give them credit. But I thought, you know, we started slow. Like, once we got some easy buckets, that helped us. It opened up the floor. And I thought we missed some good looks, you know, and we got to make shots. Right now we have to make high-volume threes, and, we didn't do that. But we were way behind rebounding-wise initially, and then we ended up out-rebounding them. So I thought the rebounding effort was good. I thought, for the most part, the turnovers were good. You know, we didn't make shots the way we would have liked, but, as long as we're taking the shots that we, that are our shots, right, you can live with that. But, the start of the game was slow, but after that, we fought.
It's never an effort thing. You know, he says, I thought our effort was good. That's never a concern of mine.
I will say
with the Knicks' effort.
No, I will say though, last night getting back on defense in transition was not their best,
especially in the first half.
Was not their best, but I understand too the frustration. They missed their first 9 shots. I mean, before you know it, they're down 14 zip. Like, I think the reality where they're at too is you know what Jalen Brunson is going to give you, and then it's on someone else, and it's been Dante to step up. He can't afford to have a bad night right now with what they're playing with.
He's your second best scorer.
He can't be 2 of 12 from 3. He shot less than 30%. He was 6 of 21 last night.
Right, and it's funny because Dante, when he's going, you're like, wow. But he's so unafraid to stop shooting that when he's having a bad night, it's so apparent because his numbers become obscenely bad.
Shoot or shoot.
Right, no, it's true. More Thibodeau on playing Josh Hart so many minutes.
I'm always talking to him, so he's handled it well. Obviously, we're shorthanded right now, so that's what's required. But he's 18 rebounds, 7 assists. He's a great defender. We need him right now.
I'm sorry.
I got to tell you one thing, though. Can I tell you one thing, though?
Yeah, of course.
And this won't change how you feel about this thing, but maybe it will a little bit. You understand that when the guys are playing as many minutes as they're playing, right? He played 47 last night. They don't practice. Like, this is all he's doing now.
No, I understand.
Right. So, is it that unfair to ask a guy to play 47
minutes? Rick.
Yeah, but he's only playing games. He's not practicing.
But you couldn't find a way to give him 90 seconds in the second quarter and 2 minutes off in the third quarter? You can't buy a possession or two?
Right. Well, you'd like to think you could. But right now, maybe you can't when you look at what he gives you. And what you need right now. I'm just saying, especially this part of the season, we're not practicing. And you don't feel great, but your time is spent recovering and then ramping it back up for a game. You're not, other than playing the 47 minutes, he's not doing much else.
I get it. RJ. RJ.
He's screening.
Raymond, I'm gonna ask you, you may have the answer to this. Omar in Brooklyn. Is this the Omar in Brooklyn?
I'm going to assume that it is because we're talking Knicks here. So let's go ahead and say it's Omar.
How do you want to handle this?
I don't know why we keep allowing him on the show.
You don't want him?
Well, no. It's not that I don't want him. But, there's been how many times this over the last however long?
He vanishes for months at a time.
Right. And then there's games that he needs to show up. He doesn't call. Like, hey, make sure you call after, the Jets play the Bills. And then Jets beat the Bills without Aaron Rodgers. They had no Omar.
Have we heard from Omar since the Bills lost to Kansas City?
No. Well, I don't think we have.
I don't think we have either. Here, you know what? I'm not so quick to take Omar then. Here's what I say we do. I say we leave him on hold. And then on the other side, in the 7 o'clock hour, if he's still there, then we get to Omar.
I think we make him earn it a little bit.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, we want you... The Monday after the Bills lose that heartbreaker and they missed a field goal to Kansas City. Today, I'm happy to talk to you, but there are shows we need him for, and he never shows up for us.
Right. It's like Mel ghosts us during the NFL draft, and all of a sudden he wants to come on and talk about something. No. Mel gets it. We need Mel for draft time. We need Omar in big spots and he hasn't shown up.
He's not a big moment kind of caller, and nope. He needs to be. All right, 1-800-919-3776. More Knicks, and we got to get to the Giants and the Jets, and we will, and it's next, and it's right here on 98.7 ESPN. And now a word from True Green. Are you ready to elevate your lawn game without breaking the bank? True Green has been the trusted choice for over 2 million homeowners for over 50 years. Visit TrueGreen.com today and discover the easiest and most affordable way to achieve a pro-level lawn, completely guaranteed. Plus, enjoy True Green's verified price matching, ensuring you get the best lawn for the best price. Visit TrueGreen.com and transform your lawn effortlessly. That's TrueGreen.com. Your dream lawn is just around the corner.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.